Please listen carefully.
Hi, Margaret, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica.
So excited to have you here. So why don't we start by, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with Three Wishes?
Sure. So I am the CEO and co-founder of Three Wishes Cereal. And we started this brand. So my husband and I started this brand. Our last name is Wishing Grad. We also have a son, which makes us Three Wishing Grads, aka the Three Wishes. And previously, we had an advertising agency, and we worked on a ton of different brands. And when we had our son, I became one of those mamas that started to really pay attention to ingredients and macros and just feeding my kid better foods in general. And as I started to introduce him to little foods, and cereal was one of those recos, it hit me. Cereal. Like, I can't feed my child anything in that category because it's all a bunch of empty carbs and high sugar. And I thought it was a really great opportunity to create our own product. And being branding people, it was something really exciting for us because we love to build different brands. But this time I was lucky enough that it's something super near and dear to my heart and something I really, really care a lot about.
I love it. I literally, when I found Three Wishes, I was like, this is so genius, because instead of giving our kids, you know, the conventional brands like Cheerios and whatnot, we have this healthier option. Actually, we just had it for dinner last night. So can you tell us what exactly makes this like the healthier option? Like, what are like the different flavors that you have?
Yeah. So part of the Three Wishes is not only the Three Wishing Grads, it's three health claims that we thought cereal really needed. And so that's high protein, low sugar, and grain free. And there aren't really any cereals out there on the market with our macros, because anytime you're creating a cereal, majority of the time it's grain-based. And so for us to have a grain-free alternative was really a real innovation and breakthrough. And then to be able to have a high protein and a low sugar and still taste just like cereal was the other part of the mission. So it tastes just like the naughty cereals you kind of grew up eating and experiences like all of those things, but is made from really good, clean ingredients. And then we offer a cinnamon, a honey, and an unsweetened. And we have some other flavors coming out real soon, too.
That's super exciting that you guys have some more on the horizon.
So, I think cereal is one of those things that's like, everyone has like their own weird favorite cereal that they remember as a child. And so our goal here is to just continue creating those types of flavors and not really come out with something weird and different. We want to just take on classic American cereal.
I love it. You guys have done it so well, because it really does taste the exact same. And I don't feel guilty when I'm like going for like that second bowl. I'm like, no, it's fine. There's so much protein in it.
I love it. And I love that you had it for dinner, because protein for dinner. There you go.
That's right. Totally did not feel guilty about that at all. So let's talk a little bit about your life as entrepreneur, specifically being, you know, a female founder and also just being a mom. I mean, there's just so much behind that. And I work from home, and it's so hard to take care of my toddler and work. So I want to know how you manage and balance it all.
I feel like moms have this amazing trick where they just get things done and they're able to keep a human alive and take a shower and feed a family and do laundry. And that's for moms that choose not to work or do not work. And so that's that side. But even when you're a working mom, it's the same thing. It's the same set of skills of just like figuring out how to balance all of those things. I think it's funny that you use the word manage, because that's exactly what it is. It is figuring out how to manage all of those things. And so it is so challenging. There's so much guilt. But at the end of the day, it's the most rewarding thing, because I get to also kind of create my own schedule and have some flexibility there. And it's just, it's the best. Mom life is everything.
It is. It really is. And I love how you started that off. You're like, you just get it done. Like, we don't even think about it. We just manage it and get it done.
No. And I think it's so funny now to see husbands have to kind of do the same thing. And they're like, I'm trying to get work done. I'm like, yeah, me too, guy. That's how I've been dealing with it my whole life. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'll figure it out. So, like, get it together.
My husband's the exact same way. He's like, I'm trying to do work. I'm like, yeah, so am I. And I'm trying not to, you know, let the toddler run wild throughout the house.
Totally.
So I also want to talk to you a little bit about your branding background, because you guys were in that field prior to launching Three Wishes. So what are some tips you have for entrepreneurs on branding, since you guys have really, you know, done it from the start to now process?
Yeah, it's so funny. It was actually the most difficult brand we worked on because we were so close to it. And you just take everything to heart in a way that you don't when it's a client. That distance is probably and possibly the most helpful thing. And so for us, it's one of our key rules whenever a client comes to us to brand a product is, you have one message, like people have difficulty processing too many things. Whatever your one thing is that you want to get across, that's the one thing you're going to figure out how to get out there. And for us, I'm like, well, I can't just do one thing. I need to tell three messages. Like, there are so many things I want to tell in this product. And so creating a healthy balance of that messaging and then still having design that's innovative but appealing to a bunch of demographics was actually a huge challenge on just doing the branding ourselves. But it was also the biggest blessing because we've gotten to work on so many other brands and I've gotten to see amazing entrepreneurs and amazing companies work and develop both on the product and execution and how they, you know, build that brand out in store. And those have been just such wonderful lessons for us to learn from and take that and apply it in our own business. So it's really been invaluable.
So what would you say has been like the biggest challenge so far? It, you know, in this whole process?
I don't think any of it's been easy, honestly. I think creating a product and doing something that hasn't necessarily been done before is really hard. So the product was incredibly challenging, took us over 2 years to create. And I'm also that type of perfectionist that I'm like, until it's going to be that same density and crunch and silk and milk and the cereal milk tastes the same, like it was something that was bugging me to my core. And once we nailed it, it was like the best, most fulfilling. It was like giving birth all over again. It was amazing. On the actual, every day to day, there are challenges every single day. And I think it's, if you're something you're passionate about and you really have the drive to get it out there into the world, you just get it done. It's, there's nothing easy about it. And so we just do it.
That's so funny that you brought up the milk because my husband loves the cereal soggy. And I don't. I like it crunchy. And he literally let Three Wishes soak for a few minutes before he ate it last night. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you're right. It worked. It's just like regular cereal.
It's so funny. Cereal is actually one of those things that people have like weird particular ways that they do things with. Like some people, the whole debate of milk before cereal, cereal after milk, like.
Or how much milk altogether.
I know. It's just like everyone has like their own little weird like nuances in cereal. Like my husband is the weirdest thing. He eats his cereal with grapefruit juice because he's lactose intolerant. And when he was growing up, alt milks were not like a big thing. So his mom made him, taught him to eat his cereal with grapefruit juice. And it's the weirdest thing, but he just like loves it.
I've never heard of that ever.
It's so weird. Every time we would test the cereal, like I'm sitting around and testing it in almond and soy and oat. And he's just like dumping grapefruit juice on it. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So who has been some of your inspiration when it comes to branding and, you know, just entrepreneurial life altogether? Do you have any recommendations for people to check out, whether it be like podcasts or books or, you know, people to follow on Instagram?
Yeah, I call it my mom Rushmore of just like moms that I look up to and think are just crushing it. And so one, she's mega, but like Sarah Blakely is one of the most interesting people for me. So Sarah, if you hear this and you're out there, call me. But Sarah is incredible because she took something she really believed in, and like apparel was really predominantly male world. And so coming in and having this great idea of creating Spanx, which seems so simple, but is truly so genius. And so many of us like really needed that innovation. So it's so funny. And then just seeing it, how she built that company and just went from like door knocking to just building a company with an amazing mission, with amazing product, and for what it is today is so impressive. But I really love to follow her on social and see how she is as a mom. And she's so honest and earnest. And her sharing that, like, she missed dress-up day for her kid at school and how she feels so, like, ashamed about it and the struggles of making pancakes on a Sunday and all these little things are really, really inspirational to watch someone that is honest and shows you the balance of it all, but can also doesn't lose herself along the way, I think is so, so inspirational. And so I really love Sarah Blakely. Chelsea Hirshhorn of Frida Baby is such a rock star. I've had the honor of meeting her and talking to her, and she is just brilliant. And seeing these moms that have big families, big businesses, and find a way to get it all done is just, it's amazing.
It really is amazing. And I love seeing, not that I want to see anybody struggle, but I love when moms are just so real, because the Instagram reel can totally, you know, trick you and second guess yourself. And you're just like, oh my gosh, how is everybody else able to do everything? And when people like Sarah Blakely, you know, share their experiences, that is so helpful to us to know that, you know, everybody has those days, and we're all just trying to make it work as moms and working moms.
Yeah, we're all normal. It's all normal. There's no right and wrong in any of this. And we all find our own ways to do it on our own time. And it's totally okay.
So where can everybody get their hands on Three Wishes? Tell us everywhere they're located, and where they can find you guys on social media.
Yeah, so you can find us at Wegmans, at Sprouts, at Whole Foods in the California region, and shortly in the Northeast as well. You can find us at about 150 different health stores in the New York area, Erewhon, Amazon, threewishescereal.com, and our handle is at threewishes, spelled out.
Amazing. Okay, so I have one last question for you, and I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Today's flavor is pomegranate.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I'm definitely into the fruitier flavors as well.
Which is my favorite.
Okay, so thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I did want to ask you, is there, do you have like a separate Instagram handle, or is it just the Three Wishes cereal?
Yep, I'm at MB Wish. M like Margaret, B like my maiden name, and Wish like wishing red.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I loved chatting with you.
Likewise, it was great.